Good evening. Okay, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about Matanos Avyonim and how to fulfill the mitzvah the proper way. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafreit Sadi Dalid, Chayev Kol Adam Litein Lefachos Shnei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim. That is a requirement for every single person to give, at the very least, two gifts to two poor individuals. So first of all, the language there in the Shulchan Aruch is Kol Adam. Kol Adam means man and woman, right? There's no difference between men and women when it comes to this mitzvah. It's no different. We've mentioned men and women in any of the mitzvahs of Purim. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah points out two points. Number one, he notes that the whole idea of Matanos Avyonim emanates from the sense that when a person feels simcha, so what is the way of person to express that simcha? The simach levanim. That's what we do. If you're feeling happy, you feel good. It's counterintuitive in Western culture. But if you feel good, it's not to now get stuff for yourself or celebrate only with yourself. The way a Jew expresses simcha is by being mesameach others. That's what you do that. And that applies to men and women. Both men and women experience the simcha of Purim. And in fact, the Mishnah points out, the other reason to include women in this mitzvah is afein hayba oso anes, that women experience the simcha, the salvation of Purim, the same way as men did. And therefore, that is why women are muchuyavos in matanos avyonim, just like men are. And just like, by the way, in general, very often in this mitzvah, you make someone else, most people make someone else their shliach to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos avyonim. Many people, I'm happy to be your shliach. I do that for many people here in the shul. So a husband can do so for his wife. A wife can do so for her husband. But you can make write one check from both of you. That's fine, because you can make the other person your shliach. That's totally fine to do. What's the idea of two matanos? What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah notes that matanos doesn't say money, right? Matanos can mean food, it could be food, it could be other things. And it also, of course, can be money also. What's the minimum amount? The Prima Gadim notes that we don't find anywhere in the Mefarshim, anywhere in the Gemara, any amount for matanos avyonim. And he writes, so therefore, mi'ikar adin, if you gave two prutos, you gave, 50 cents, in theory, you could be yotzei matanos avyonim by doing so. That's not the right thing to do. You should give more than that. But a person technically has very little money. Technically, it gives $2. You fulfill matanos avyonim. That would be sufficient. Rav Yashiv was asked this question a while back, and he said, technically a person can fulfill the mitzvah, he said, with 10 shekel in those days, when he was asked the question 20 years ago. And he says, but the better thing to do is to give the amount that a person who would get it, they wouldn't feel embarrassed to receive that amount of money. Right, so you give that amount of money, it's a real gift. It means something. So what does that mean in America today, in 2020? I don't know. Is that $20? I don't know. But an amount that you would feel like means something. You give someone $2, I think we'd feel like, that doesn't buy you a drink. That doesn't, But you give someone $20, at least that's as a basic amount, I made up the number 20. Whatever you think, but something like that, right? An amount of money. I think Rabbi Yashiv said 50 shekel in 2002. That's what he said. So that was, that was $12, whatever that was in those days. So, more than that, something like that, $25, $30, something like that would be in times two, right? One for each ani. The bottom line is that technically you're yotzei the mitzvah with a very, very small amount. But a person, wants to give more, it's certainly a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Mishnah Berurah points out that a person should not give matanos avyonim from meiser. Right? If you have regular amount of money that you give as tzedakah, meiser money, so your ikar mitzvah matanos avyonim should not come from meiser. If you want to, you give, whatever you're going to give, your $20 each or whatever, from not from meiser, and then you want to add on from meiser, that's fine. That a person can certainly do. So if you want to add extra money, people are very generous, when it comes to matanos avyonim, which is beautiful. So to give the additional money from meiser, that's fine. But the basic amount should not come from meiser. And certainly, the Mishnah Berurah notes at the end, the idea that we've said from the Rambam recently, that at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah writes the following. He says, "Be'emes mutav laharbos matanos avyonim milahar besudasa b'shloch manos." Right, a person should spend money. If you want to spend your money in a certain place on Purim, you want to spend money on a Purim costume, great. You want to spend money on b'shloch manos, wonderful. But where should you put your main money? Matanos avyonim. And why is that? She'ein simcha gedola mufueres el lisamech levanim yisomim ve'amarav sedom l'shchina. A person helps other people. That is the way a person feels. Realize the expression of simcha for a Jew is misamech somebody else. So whatever money we're putting towards all the other things, the most wonderful thing to do is to put our money into matanos avyonim, misamech other people, and then we will not just fulfill the mitzvah properly, but we'll be really, like I said, we'll be representing, expressing the real Jewish simcha in the most appropriate way.